Mystery solved. The non-knocking photo-taking porch lady backstory unlocked.
Boise's getting uppity. 26 stories worth.
A cougar in Camorra Loma?
And we have an ice cream social with the world's tallest dog.
It's right here, right now, tonight on a brand new IFAF.
IFAF. Idaho Falls Local. Independent. Alternative Media. With Mike Nelson and Carly Morgan.
Welcome back and good evening, ungovernables, outliers, independent thinkers. Click that like button, subscribe, rate, comment, whatever you'd like to do.
Do all the things to feed the algorithm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We got a business to run here, people.
Yeah, help us please our corporate overlords.
Not really. It's a it's a hobby. It's kind of a jobby.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a hobby slash job.
It's a hobby that feels like a jobby and a jobby that feels like a hobby.
We'd love to take it all the way to job land and, you know, quit everything else and just do this.
I mean, I don't know. I do like the real estate thing.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And boy, the season is heating up.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. If it's time to sell your home, 208-970-8250. Mike Helps Idaho, Mike Nelson, Carly Morgan, brokered by Keller Williams Realty East Idaho. Let's do this. Let's sell your home. Especially one of those million-dollar jobbies on the East Bench.
Those are always fun.
We're specifically looking for those. Okay. Man, there's some great ones up there.
I know. They're cool, right?
Yeah.
I love walking through those ones, too.
Yeah.
There's always something, like, unique. Yeah. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They've always got some feature that you've never seen in another house.
That's honestly one thing that I want or will insist upon for my dream home is a surprise.
Oh, I like that.
I want a surprise.
Like you want to tell the people building it, you're like, just put a little something in.
Yeah.
Okay, I like that.
Or if it's pre-existing, I'll.
Yeah. You'll have to add something.
Look at that. I can't believe that, you know.
Right.
Whether it's like a 50-foot underground shooting range thing.
That'd be cool.
Right? Or like a hidden room behind a bookcase.
I do like that idea. And that's so easy to do. Did you know that you can buy bookshelf doors from like Home Depot now?
Yeah.
They're like easy to get your hands on.
Hidden rooms are so cool.
So sick.
All right, so I hope you had a great Memorial Day weekend. I don't know if we've done this before where we've moved the episode to a Tuesday.
Yeah, this is a little unique.
But after like a year and a half of doing this, we're like, we need a policy.
Yeah.
Because there are four or five, depending on the year, mm-hmm. Monday holidays.
Yes.
Our show comes out on a Monday. Well, then we have to ask ourselves, why do we put the show out on a Monday? Well, people are starting their week. It's something they can always count on to start their week.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if the holiday's on a Monday and they're not starting the work day till Tuesday, do we want it out then or do we want it out Monday too and they can pick it up on Tuesday, or do we want it fresh in their algorithm on Tuesday?
Right. Now, I will say too, we are completely erasing the people who have to work during holidays.
Which right.
Probably makes us kind of dicks.
Well, and you can't do like the bankers' holidays. Don't get
right.
Like, does anybody have Columbus Day off? Indigenous right? Peoples Day off?
Yeah.
I don't think anybody does.
Yeah. I mean, some people.
I know more and more like people teachers. Are doing Martin Luther King Day,
mm-hmm.
but a lot of employers are like, okay, we're not necessarily going to have you take that off,
mm-hmm.
but you can take that off or make it a floating holiday that you get.
Which is pretty nice, too. I like the jobs that offer you your birthday off.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's nice.
Who doesn't love to get off on their birthday?
Yeah, right? I mean, that's kind of part of it.
So anyway.
it's just one of the many gifts that you expect to get.
Yeah, we're breaking the seal early.
I know, right?
God.
Yeah.
I thought we were going to at least get more than 5 minutes into it. Anyway, Memorial Day is always the last Monday in May.
Mm-hmm.
So the earliest it can come is the 25th. This year it came on the 26th.
Yes.
Today's the 27th. I always think of it as the last weekend in May, but no, it's the last Monday in May.
Oh, right.
We still have one more weekend in May.
Yeah. Although, man, it does feel like it's just kind of like flown by, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sort of crazy.
Something else kind of cool. I don't know if you noticed this starting on 5/20.
Not 4/20.
On 5/20, yeah. This stretch of 10 days are palindromic days. Where
yeah.
Okay, so for example, right. Today is 52725.
That's fun.
Yeah.
I always like those. Those are a good time.
Kind of cool.
Yeah. Like a taco cat.
Through, right? Huh? Yeah. A Toyota.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Evil did I live and lewd did I dwell?
I've never heard that one before.
A man, a plan, a canal, Panama.
That one I have heard.
Yeah, or 52725.
Yeah, right.
Oh, also, it's the 100 deadliest days of summer starting now through Labor Day. So happy 100 deadly days, everybody.
I mean, I kind of think I know why. I would assume that it's just mostly like camping accidents and car accidents and things like that.
It's people are out.
Boating accidents.
Yeah, they're moving, they're going, right, they're doing. Right.
Well, and there is also that example that they always use to illustrate how correlation does not equal causation.
Yes.
The whole idea of ice cream sales and murders being on the same sort of
arc.
Yeah, exactly.
Or graph. Yeah, but that's not because there's no causation there. Mm-hmm.
It's just that it's warm out and people are out and about.
Yeah.
And people apparently get mad at each other more.
Right. It's not like ice cream causes murders.
Yes. Right.
Or maybe it does. What would you do for a Klondike bar?
I feel like you already have to have that murderous intent before you can do it for a Klondike, you know?
Uh-huh.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Klondikes are good, but there are other ice cream sandwiches that I would be much more inclined to kill for.
Yeah, I do some sketchy shit for a Snickers ice cream bar. Oh,
those are good. We're still trying to keep our eyes peeled for those Dubai popsicles.
Yes. Yeah. I guess the Dubai chocolate ice cream is available somewhere?
At Costco.
All right.
According to the internet.
We've looked.
We've tried.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
All right,
although
anyway.
That shortstop place, I think, has it too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Be safe this summer so that we're not, you know, visiting your grave next Memorial Day.
Yeah. Bummer.
Anybody, like, actually go and do the thing you're supposed to do on the holiday? Like,
Go visit your dead family?
Visit graves, yeah. Visit your dead ones.
I know lots of people who do. Yeah. I don't. I probably should.
I think most Americans, and this might just show you how jaded I am and therefore must view everybody else, but I think most Americans see a three-day week and they're like, yeah, party!
I think most people go camping.
Yeah, right? Yeah, you drive through the streets of Idaho Falls on a Sunday on a three-day weekend.
It's nice.
Dead quiet.
Yeah, yeah, for once.
Mm-hmm. It's also sundress season.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of sundresses.
I love sundresses. There's okay. I don't get why people choose to wear pants.
Yeah.
Dresses are just more comfortable.
Slip it on, go. It is
literally your way to legally Donald Duck it anywhere you want to go.
Yes, I've heard women say they're amazing because you put on exactly one article of clothing.
Yes, and then you're done.
And I think that's what guys like about them as well.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure.
It's just the idea.
Well, and I think they just look good. Like, there are so many times when I'm out in public in my little dresses and stuff because I can't find jeans that fit good. And also, I just don't like them anymore. But there are so many times when I've been out and about and people are like, oh, where are you going dressed all fancy? Like, nowhere.
This
I came from home and I'm going home.
That I picked up from the top of my laundry pile.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I wear the, Doug Gillespie gave me shit this week for wearing, the Mikey outfit, which is jeans and a t-shirt, and you throw a sport coat on top.
Right. It looks good.
I think that's just I got the nice coat and the nice shoes.
Yeah.
Doug, what do you want from me? You polish this, you put some lipstick on this turd pig. What analogy am I trying to make here? And yeah, that's, you know.
I mean, I think it's nice because it's not too much, but it's just enough to show people that you put some effort in.
Right.
They weren't worth all of the effort, but they were worth a little bit extra.
Let's go straight to the comments and follow-ups. Our buddy Drea from the other IFAF, Idaho Falls Advertising Federation, said, oh, because we were marveling over the phraseology of Yellowstone Teton territory.
Right.
In that one article that was very kind and complimentary to Idaho Falls, Idaho. But we thought it was so good that it was probably AI.
Yeah, or something.
But Dre is like, no, they got that from the Department of Commerce Traveling Tourism Region name.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, so, now I feel a little dumb for not already knowing that.
I went to their website.
I'm not a tourist, so why would I?
No, they're legit. It's like, wait, did I put an extra word in there? Anyway, Yellowstone Teton Territory. They've got a Facebook page with,
oh wow,
and I think an Instagram with mm-hmm. a legitimate number of followers and stuff.
Okay.
But I will say, stop trying to make that happen. It's not going to happen. It's never going to happen. Yellowstone yeah. Teton Territory. No.
Yeah, I don't love it by comparison.
Now, you might say, Mike, don't yuck my yum. Don't yeah. shit on my sitch.
You know what?
You got a better idea? And the answer is, yeah, I do.
What's your idea?
Here's what we're going to call this place, and we're going to copyright this 2025 IFAF. We're calling this area in which we live right here Mountain States Resort Territory.
Okay, but like they're...
Why, El Wapo? Great, I'm glad you asked. I'll tell you. Okay. Because we're 85 miles to Grand Targhee,
right.
90 miles to Jackson Hole, 110 miles to Yellowstone, 150 miles to Sun Valley, and 215 miles to Park City. We are smack dab in the middle. Like if you had to triangulate, right. if you wanted to go to all those places and go, where would be a great base of operation
right.
To come back to while I do all this stuff for one magical summer?
Mm-hmm.
Idaho Falls, Idaho would be it.
Right, but... we don't have a resort here.
Exactly.
So
we don't, do we?
Yeah. So I don't know if I like the word resort being in your proposed title. I get why.
Mountain States Resort Territory. A territory is big.
I get that. I do. But I also feel like there should be more resorts if you're calling it a resort territory.
Why don't we? Look, we have a Four Seasons. Does anybody know this? We have a Four Seasons in Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's a 5-star hotel. It's a world class hotel.
It's where they shoot like White Lotus.
Grand America.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, they shoot a White Lotus at the one.
Oh
in
my
Jackson
God!
Hole?
Wouldn't that be so cool?
Yeah.
That'd be kind of fun.
I want to see Walton Goggins skiing. We've seen him water skiing naked in Righteous Gemstones.
That's true.
Baby Billy.
Man, he's I want to see him
skiing naked.
Yeah. Right.
Suffice it to say, I think Mountain States Resort Territory, or you could go. You know, like what's the what's the shit they used to say on the radio all the time? Your car audio headquarters. Mountain States Resort Headquarters. We could do that too.
Headquarters feels so corporate though.
Yes, it does.
You know? Yeah.
Okay.
We're like spies.
We have a mystery solved. This is the first of a couple of Ring doorbell cam footage videos we're going to play.
Mm-hmm.
Recognize this woman? She was the one, we've talked about her before, the woman who walks up to front doors of homes, pretends to knock or ring the bell while taking a photo, and then walks away.
Mm-hmm.
A little weird, right? A little freaky.
Yeah.
Freaks people out. They talk about it a lot.
Yes.
The mystery has been solved. It's been verified and confirmed by the admins and a couple members of the Life in Idaho Falls Facebook group.
Okay.
One of which actually spoke with the lady in the video you just saw.
I just don't get why she wasn't like messaging, like putting a comment down in the posts of her.
Yeah. Okay.
Not that it's like her job, but.
First, let's tell you what she is or who she is.
Right.
She contracts with several insurance companies and is simply doing insurance verifications for the carrier. She's just doing her job.
Right.
A lot of insurance companies require.
Well, and I think you're even the one who suggested that that could be what she was doing.
May have been. We threw a few things up there.
Right.
But a lot of insurance carriers require photos of properties they're insuring, also to make sure the property is occupied. They contract with people to do these checks. She's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the problem with doing this, especially the way she's doing it, is in the future, everybody's going to have a Ring doorbell. Shit, it's happening right now.
Right.
So at some point, people are going to be like, yeah, I don't want that job. Or they're going to wear a Mission Impossible style mask or something.
Okay, but also, how easy would it be to just walk up to the door and say, hey, just verifying I'm with XYZ Insurance Agency. See you later.
Hold up a business card to the camera, FFS.
Yeah. I mean, even if you just sort of muttered it to yourself.
Yeah.
As you said, okay, just checking this for this insurance company. They're here. Okay, going on my way.
Yeah.
No one will question it. No one will care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I almost feel like that'd be kind of a nice job in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Like you could just have like an audiobook on in your ear the entire time. Just go up, shoot a picture, get in your car, get on the open road.
Right.
Know. Doesn't seem so bad.
Well, and I mean, yeah, that's my suggestion is get, okay, insurance companies, get yourself a different thing going. Get like a, buy an old used Google Maps car.
Right.
And take that around the neighborhoods you want to verify your information at. But yeah, I mean, like I almost wonder if this poor lady is just going to get, it's just going to get worse. There's going to be more and more Facebook groups, Nextdoor or Ring neighborhood apps going, who's this lady? Who's this lady? Who's this lady?
Right.
Until she's going to have to quit her job.
Well, I mean, it doesn't really, like, why would she have to quit her job?
Well, yeah, I mean, because what are you going to do about it?
It's not going to affect anything. No one cares that much. They just think it's weird because she's doing something that they aren't used to.
I'm just thinking that methodology of whatever she's doing,
right,
of verification, ain't going to last much longer. They're going to replace it with a Google Maps car or a drone or something.
Or one of those, like, dog drones.
Yeah.
Those little
Boston,
dog robots.
Terrifying Boston Dynamic dog drones. What's that? We watched a Black Mirror episode. Yeah, that was a wild one.
That one was wild, huh? Oof. Yeah.
Okay.
Honestly, I think they should just train normal dogs. Just put a little GoPro on their back so they can go up, sniff the door, and then walk away. Yeah. No one's going to say anything about a dog coming to their porch and hanging out for a sec.
Like a service dog, only,
Yeah. Only, I mean, it, more like a drug sniffing dog, but it's an insurance fraud sniffing dog.
McGruff the crime dog. Take a bite out of insurance fraud. Okay. All right. The prom photo pose, this pose right here, this one we talked about.
Yeah, that you're not going to say the word for.
We're going to avoid saying the word because we did say this word, the thing that comes after finger.
Yeah.
But we can't say the word because we got nerfed by.
Big time.
Big time. But, well, maybe it's because we put that in the same sentence as prom.
And high school.
Prom photo pose high school. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
All right, anyway.
Yeah.
A lot of people commented, guys, that's Charlie's Angels.
Isn't it?
It's not.
Okay, you're telling me that there are no, like, posters or, like, covers that have them doing that?
First of all, I want to say it's not.
Okay.
It's absolutely not. But everybody says it.
Right.
Is the thing. So first, let's show you the classic Charlie's Angels pose.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's two people with those, but they're both facing the same way.
Oh.
And they're sort of in silhouette. Then there's Charlie's Angels, the movie.
Uh-huh.
And they just do the kung fu poses. Remember, that was back when the kung fu was
right,
big?
Right, that's true.
And then there's the 2011 TV reboot that only lasted 8 episodes. They did the finger guns like in a press shot, but not back to back. And then there's the 2019 movie where they didn't do it either.
Okay.
So you show me, Internet, the burden of proof is on you. Why do you think that's a Charlie's Angels pose?
You know, and maybe it's not necessarily because of the position of the hands. It's more just that they're back to back doing something sort of like,
but they're not back to back.
One of
them,
they're
not doing this.
Right, right. That's true.
So that's the prom pose is back to back doing this.
Yeah.
It's only two things and Charlie's Angels do neither of them.
Well, okay. But is that only in like the promotional images or is it in the actual,
I mean, I guess
shows.
They do this one in the TV. Yeah, that's just in the promotional images.
Okay.
The posters and stuff.
Right. But like, I know. Okay, maybe I don't know. But I feel like I've seen like a movie of it where they do that for a second.
This is just the weirdest Mandela effect thing I've personally experienced. Because I swear that this back-to-back pose has been happening.
Right.
I thought it was a spy thing.
Right.
We saw the James Bond back-to-back thing. Mm-hmm. And instead, it's more of an 80s buddy cop movie, although it may have come from the 70s.
Right. I feel like they even do that in, like, Totally Spies.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
Spy versus Spy, did they do it?
You'd think, right?
If they did it, we'll do a little research, and if they did it, we'll bring it up on the YouTubes. Okay.
Yeah, we'll just keep trying to find it, I guess.
Okay. Let's play a fun new game, Steve or China? Do you remember that streak in the sky we showed?
Yeah, that we were all excited about. Like, oh, what a cool aerial phenomenon. And then,
yeah,
turns out it was not all that fun.
We thought it was a Steve, strong thermal emission velocity enhancement. That was May 17th, right?
Right.
Yeah. It was a giant white streak. It appeared over multiple U.S. states. According to the news, and we cross-reference this with like three or four websites, It was Chinese rockets dumping experimental fuel in space.
Which is kind of a crazy concept if you think about it.
Yeah.
You know, just the fact that they're sending up experimental fuel in rockets and stuff and just letting it fall wherever
they
feel
like. And then they had to dump it, and then We saw it, and did we end up breathing that? I mean, like, So many more questions.
Yeah.
Agreed. Right. A recent launch of China's, going to butcher all of these words, ZhuQ-2E rocket triggered a giant white streak of 7 U.S. states, low Earth orbit, and fuel dump, experts say. All right.
You did better than I would have.
When you hear about stuff like that, it's like, well, me, right? I guess I'm breathing that shit and everything.
I know.
No choice.
Yeah. It kind of sucks because it really doesn't feel like you have much power to control any of it, does it?
It's okay. I live in Idaho. I'm probably like being irradiated by irrigated by barrels, 50-gallon drums worth of spent nuclear fuel from out in the desert Okay, what's up with Local News 8 and Linda Larson?
Right. Yeah. Haven't seen her for a couple of weeks now.
Right.
Now, you said that there was an official reason for her not to be there. At least, like, she's communicated a reason why she's not there.
She communicated through her Linda Larson KIFI. Those are the FCC call letters for Local News 8 Facebook page, saying, "Hey, everyone, I wanted to express my sincere gratitude for you," because the rumor mill was, first time coons. Now, what are they doing with the old guard here?
Right.
I mean, like, Local News 8 probably panicking a little bit going,
Right.
Anyway, but I guess she's had some, quote, perplexing health issues. Had a hospital stay, now recovering at home.
Ugh, I hope she's doing better.
I hope you're doing better, Linda.
Yeah.
A, we need some stability around here.
Yeah, right?
B, there's nobody else at Local News 8 that's qualified to do your job. I mean, Kaylee Galifianakis, or whoever it is in the morning, she does a fine job, especially considering what she has to work with.
Right.
Jeff Robert. But Linda, I think we want to see you come back. And I hope it's not, you know what I hope it's not? I hope it's not contract negotiation sickness.
Oh, like someone being kind of avoidant?
Like, this is pure speculation.
Okay.
And I'm saying I hope it's not.
Uh-huh.
But the, all right, we need to re-up your contract and talk about it. Okay, great. Yeah, thank you. I want double. Yeah, no, that's not going to happen. Okay, I'm sick for the next 2 weeks while you guys figure it out.
Okay. I see what you mean. I doubt
it. I'm not saying that's happening.
Right. I have to doubt it because she did mention a hospital stay, and I don't think that people would. I feel like
that's like are she's got a note from her doctor.
Well, I think people are smart enough to not use that as an excuse.
Yeah,
it's kind of okay. Yeah. Like, there were lots of times in college when I knew I was going to be late with something, and not once did I ever say, "Oh, my grandma's funeral's that day," because it feels like bad juju.
Because
I'm worried that it's going to, like, superstitiously kill my grandma.
Right, yeah.
And that's horrible.
Like stepping on a crack.
Right. But, like, I don't know. It feels like you're willing it into existence.
Yeah.
So,
you got to watch the pulses that you send out to the magnetic field that is the universe.
Right. So, I would think that she would choose not to use that excuse just on that principle. But also, she's a news person. Like, she knows that people can find that information if they really try.
Well, Linda, we hope you get to feeling better.
Yes, absolutely.
And Michael Coates, we just adore you and think you're amazing. While we're talking about Local News 8, we jumped on the baby podcast trend.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of cute.
It was kind of a bitch to figure out. So I want to walk you through the process just so if you want to do it on your own, you can too. So the first thing you need to do, let's throw up, first, you need, like, the base images that AI is going to work with, and here they are. Mm-hmm. Here's Mike. Here's Carly. So that's what we threw into AI and said, okay, make baby versions of these two people, and then here's what it spat out. Mike. and Carly. Isn't that freaking adorable?
I think they turned out pretty cute.
By the way, then we had to take...
That's a much cuter baby than I actually was, by the way.
I was going to say, yeah.
When I was a kid, I had no eyebrows because I'm an actual real ginger and these are a lie. and also, I had like a gigantic head. Like my mom would call me the cranium.
okay.
In a weird little German accent because yeah. That makes it more fun, I guess. Right. But yeah, like...
Like you're an evil mastermind.
Yeah, like everyone joked about the fact that I had a massive head. So
then we needed, you know, to apply it to one of the reels that we had just done. And okay, we had this reel, science experiment. You know how kids do science fairs?
Yeah.
Carrie showed That's her us son, a couple Caden's of episodes ago project. Talking about the science experiment, about the cat buttholes and the lipstick. And,
yes.
okay, so that one went, I don't know, viral. I don't know what viral is. I don't know what kids call viral these days.
We'll just say that it did really, really well.
It did like over 600,000 on TikTok. It was like our most viewed TikTok by far.
Yeah, right.
So we're like, well, let's use that.
Yeah, why not?
So here it is. Do cat buttholes touch every surface they sit on?
Right, and you know what? That is a question that I actually want the answer to.
Here are the findings. Long and medium-haired cat buttholes make no contact with soft or hard surfaces at all.
Oh, that's good.
You got a long or medium-haired cat, you really don't have to worry.
You do have to worry about fur balls, but at least you don't have to worry about little starfishes everywhere.
Right. Short-haired. Look how freaking cute.
It did turn out really cute.
If you're just listening, it might be worth it to hit us up on YouTube.
I did notice that the lip syncing was a lot better for your baby than for my baby.
Yeah, I honestly wish the lip syncing was better.
Right, which is fine. It's not a big deal. It's I just not think there that's yet. Really interesting.
Right.
But I did really like how it translated my dress.
It did.
Yeah.
It did a remarkable job. And with my shirt, too.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of cool.
The F sign on the IFAF that's always in our reels, not so much.
Yeah, yeah. There were a couple of things. And I think the mic, what's this called?
Mike yeah, the mic badge. Yeah, what is that?
Yeah.
I don't know. Mic button?
The mic flare.
Yeah.
Here on the end of the microphones. Yeah.
So, you know me, Carl. I thought, well, if that's true, what else is true? If it's just that easy. So we went through the same process, only this time around, instead of babies, I said, let's make Carly a cool cat and Mike a sly dog.
Which I think is a really cute concept, by the way.
Are you ready for this? Do cat buttholes touch every surface they sit on?
Right. And you know what? That is a question that I actually want the answer to.
Here are the findings. Long and medium haired cat. Okay. What kind of dog is that?
So it looks like some kind of shepherd or some kind of, what are they called? A collie?
Okay.
Maybe, although the ears standing up, I would say, makes it a shepherd. It kind of looks like a German shepherd, but without the traditional markings.
The only direction I gave it was a cool cat and sly dog.
I like that.
And you look, okay, so you're a ginger.
Yes. So they made me an orange cat, which I thought was nice.
Carly an orange cat.
Yeah, yeah.
Hilarious.
Very. I thought that was cute.
It also did a great job with your dress again.
Yes. Yeah. I did think the boobs on the cat were a little weird.
Yes. Yeah. I think that...
It's a little uncanny.
It's a little weird.
Yeah. We totally ended up looking a little bit like Princess Carolyn and Mr. Peanut Butter from BoJack Horseman.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Which I thought was kind of funny.
So there you go, furries. Those are our fursonas.
Yeah, there you go. Now you can finally draw some fan art, I guess.
Right.
Please don't. Oh my gosh.
We're dedicated to having fun here on IFAF, just like we're dedicated to serving you when it's time to sell your home. Mike Helps Idaho. And when it's time to make your move, we can help you too.
We know Idaho Falls, and we know the current real estate market. We'll guide you through the process with ease and confidence. And we're backed and brokered by Keller Williams Realty East Idaho.
When it's time to sell your home, make your move with Mike Helps Idaho. Link in post. And check out our brand new listing at 3215 Sunnybrook Lane in Idaho Falls.
Ladies, go thrifting for spring at Elsie's Closet, upscale resale, Idaho Falls' only thrift store just for women.
Right now, save on blouses, sweaters, dresses, boots, and jewelry. Knit cardigans, layering pieces, and bags. And now featuring Bumble and Bleat Soapery.
Elsie's Closet. Find trendy, sustainable fashion that's budget-friendly. Look for the pink sign downtown on A Street. It's not just a stop at the thrift, it's a whole vibe.
Do you want to feed your family locally raised beef? Right now, Virgin River Land and Cattle Company is offering 25-pound ground beef bundles to grill for your family.
You can have your very own farm-to-table experience. Find Virgin River Land and Cattle Company on Facebook. New customers use promo code IFAF to save 15% on your first purchase.
Virgin River Land and Cattle Company proudly ships to five states: Idaho, Utah, Montana, Oregon, Wyoming, and Nevada.
Looking for help with your upcoming wedding or event? You don't have to do it all on your own.
DIY Weddings and Event Rentals has great ideas for you, like the Polaroid guest book, candy salad jars, even a full-service drink trailer, and everything else you might need, like backdrops, signs, dinnerware, and decorations.
Call or text 208-403-2040 today. New customers use promo code IFAF to save 15% on your first rental at DIY Weddings and Event Rentals.
Who would you rather rely on for your Idaho Falls fiber internet service? An out-of-state company or the best local choice, QuickNet?
Right now, get QuickNet's Crazy Fast 250 service for $37 a month, or their Crazy Fast Gig service for $49 a month.
Unlimited data, no setup fee, no term contract, net neutrality, and hometown-friendly support. For Idaho Falls Fiber, choose QuickNet. New customers use code IFAF to save 15% on your first 3 months.
Do you love Idaho Falls as much as we do? Show it with a unique homegrown hometown tee from Teton T-shirts.
Including these cool vintage versions of the Civic Auditorium, the West Bank, and the Water Tower, our famous potato sack design, and the classic I Heart IFT. Check out TetonT-shirts.com. These exclusive designs aren't available in gift shops.
Head to TetonT-shirts.com. Link in post. Created in Idaho Falls for Idaho Falls.
The podcast with cool cats and sly dogs.
So basically Mr. Peanut Butter and Princess Carolyn.
From BoJack Horseman. So impressive.
Idaho Falls, IFAF.
Hey, Mike, watch this cartoon. It's really sad and depressing. Okay. I did enjoy it.
I mean, yeah. It's not that it's not good. It's just a bummer.
And what's his name? Will Arnett, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I love him. He has a voice made of butter.
It's awesome. I mean, he's got a voice made of a gravel road.
I mean,
this is me doing Will Arnett. Like, he's got, I can't even do it. It's so much gravel. There's so much gravel.
Yeah, but
he's got this kind of hard drinking, pack smoking.
It's kind of like when you're going down a really, really bumpy road that's so bumpy that you're sort of vibrating all at once and it doesn't feel as bumpy.
Will Arnett vibrates smoothly.
Yes. There we go. That's
a great
way of
pleasant. Bumpy road.
You could say he's got the good vibrations.
Yeah. And he's on that podcast with Just Jack. Oh, now I'm drawing a blank on his name. From Will and Grace.
Oh,
Sean
right.
Hayes.
Yes. Okay.
And Jason Bateman. It's called Smartless.
Yes.
I don't know why you're listening to this when you could be listening to them.
I mean, they only produce so much a week.
Yeah.
People have time.
Yeah.
We can be fit into their
There's different
rotation.
Shows. There's abundance for everybody, you guys.
Yeah. Yeah, there's room for everyone at the table.
Okay. Allegiant now flying to Denver.
How nice is that?
DEN, baby.
Time,
that's
right?
Great.
Yeah.
Now, I think these are seasonal flights, kind of like the ones to Chicago.
That's rough.
But yeah, so now we can get to from good old IDA. From Idaho Falls, Idaho, we can get to Vegas, Phoenix, Mesa. It's Mesa.
Right.
Portland, Oakland. It's San Francisco, but it's Oakland. Santa Ana, Orange County, Disneyland. Right, John Wayne? That's the one, right?
I don't remember.
But yeah, you guys, this kicks ass.
It's kind of nice getting so connected in our little town.
Because when you can go to these bigger cities, then you can go anywhere.
Right, right. Because they've just got the hub airports.
It's just an expensive pain in the ass getting out of Idaho Falls to a connecting city.
Right, right. And I'm glad that we're finally addressing that and putting some of these flights in so it's not as expensive.
Yeah.
I mean, especially because realistically nowadays, I don't feel like flights should be nearly as expensive as they are.
Right.
There's just no reason.
Especially after we bailed your ass out.
Yeah, right? Bunch of shit.
Snacks oh, on the...
Have you seen that thing now where they've like finally approved standing seats for airplanes?
No.
Safety wise?
No.
Yeah, I know. I know. No. I think it's inhumane. I think that we as a society should decide that regardless of whether or not it's safe, we're not going to allow this to happen because it's inhumane.
Yeah.
This is a war crime. How dare you? You know? Just stupid.
With all the AI talk in the previous segment, I wanted to ask a question that I haven't heard anybody else ask. Okay, you know when you Google something now, it gives you an AI summary mm-hmm. of its findings?
Right.
Okay. With that, what is the incentive for people to create websites with answers to questions? Think about this now. A website with unique information. Mm-hmm. Google picks up on it, sends people to your website to get that unique information, or at least information offered in your unique way. And you monetize that by putting ads on your website, let's say. Mm-hmm. Or maybe you're selling a product.
Right, right.
A good or a service. Mm-hmm. Or a, you know, master class or whatever the people are trying to push these days.
I think that falls under service.
But when you create all this content that provides answers to questions that people are searching for, and AI just uses you and your website in its overall search of hundreds of thousands of sites to give an AI summary answer, what's your incentive as an information creator to keep creating? It used to be Google a question and get websites that could give you the answer. You have to go to them. You have to decide if that's the answer you were looking for.
Right, right.
Now you Google it, you just get the answer. Where did it come from? Don't know.
Right. Are people actually checking their sources anymore? And I would say probably not. But also, they kind of stopped doing that on the internet. Well, and that's the biggest thing is you don't know what metrics it's actually looking at. And, shocking, AI is using stolen labor and content to inform its answers, which are resulting in negative side effects. Who would have guessed?
That's why we didn't do the, we didn't jump on the Studio Ghibli artwork train.
Yeah, yeah. Because, I mean, that's the fact of it is that AI it has to use other people's content and stuff in order to understand what it should be creating.
Yeah.
You know, and those people obviously didn't consent to that because who could have known?
We didn't do the action figure packaging either.
Right. Well, we didn't really need to because we had the Funkos anyway.
Yeah, we have an actual.
Yeah, we have like literal existing ones.
But when it comes to computing, there's one other thing that I think is fascinating, and that is you've heard of quantum computing now?
Oh, sure, yeah.
And it's basically the computational comparison between, okay, you've heard, and I'm going to butcher my facts. Here we go. You've heard that like a million seconds is 11 days.
Okay.
But a billion seconds is 33 years.
Yeah, right.
Or so like a huge, insanely huge difference, right? Yes. Mm-hmm. This is the difference between a million and a billion with quantum computing. In fact, that might be an understatement. But we can now get the answer to problems that I think would have taken eons to solve in minutes because it's using, I don't know, molecules from the multiverse to solve the equation and a new form of matter. I want to make sure everybody got this. You remember how like we think we were taught in science class growing up, there's three states of matter,
right?
Solid, liquid, gas. Mm-hmm. And then I don't know what you call the
plasma.
Gel.
Yeah.
Plasma. Mm-hmm. Microsoft came up with a new one. It's called, topological superconductivity matter.
Okay, well, what does that mean, though?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is that like electricity?
I don't know. They've been working on it for decades, I guess.
Okay.
But it can...
Wild, but all right.
Like with AI and with quantum computing and this new form of matter, I seriously, you guys, I don't think 2030 will... We wouldn't recognize it.
I mean... I feel like, I don't know.
In 5 years, things are going to be completely different.
Sure. I do agree with that. I mean, the rate of how technology is moving nowadays, it's exponential. It's getting faster and faster. You're right.
It's a scary hockey sticking.
And
scary, awe-inspiring, you pick, I guess.
Even with that, I feel like people will only accept things at the pace that they choose to accept them. So even if the technology exists, even if we could have access to it, I guarantee you there will be a ton of people who will reject it on principle.
Oh, yeah.
Or because it's too complicated or it's not good enough or whatever. You know, like,
yeah,
it would have to be incredibly intuitive for people to be just cool with it.
It fascinates me how quickly people stop. Some people stop learning by choice at age 18.
That's true.
Once they're done with school or age 22 with college, they just, okay, I'm done.
Yeah.
And I feel bad for the people who stopped learning like 2 years ago because they have no idea what AI is capable of. They're seriously going to go into assisted living in 20, 30 years, and they're going to need help.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, I've got an elderly client who's going into assisted living after we sell her home, and she doesn't do email, which means that she...
She can't electronically sign documents.
Yeah, which means that she rejected the idea of electronic mail 30 years ago.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, she was like, no, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
But it would kind of come in handy for her now.
Yeah. Right, right.
And no big deal. I go over there, she signs it with a pen.
Right.
But she definitely needs help doing some things.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And you know what? I'm kind of the same way. So I ordered something off of Amazon and Gmail. You know how Gmail will say, hey, you've got a trip coming up.
Oh, right.
See that you've got a hotel, airfare, and vehicle confirmation here. Do you need to put that trip in your calendar? Okay, yeah, fine. now it puts like, oh, your package just showed up from Amazon in your Gmail.
Right.
Like, it's the weirdest thing. It's like having
having a really nosy neighbor who calls you when the mailman drops off your stuff.
Your lights are on. Did you know your lights are on?
Right.
It's none of your business. I want to know about it when I go to my house and see the package on the doorstep. I don't know. It's weird.
Okay, but also, we are lucky enough to live in a town where, realistically, porch thieves are not nearly as prevalent as other places.
Right.
You know, there are lots of places where if you don't get that notification immediately and walk out and grab your package, it's gone.
Have you seen, there's a video of a FedEx guy, I believe, placing a package down in front of a doorstep, and the doorbell video captures this all. Before he even places it on the porch, a guy comes up and says, oh, that's mine.
Right, and just grabs it.
And goes to take the package.
Mm-hmm.
That's how brazen these thieves are becoming these days.
I know, it's insane.
And I think the FedEx guy like fights him off or something.
Right. Well, and there's also been delivery drivers and mail people who've been attacked to get the keys from them.
Yeah.
So that people can go to the mailboxes and take the stuff out. Isn't that insane?
Messed up.
Yeah. At this point, I think that they're going to have to put like pin pads on everything because you can't steal a pin.
Yeah.
You know?
What do we want to do next? We got a ton of things on our list. I'm trying to decide what would be the best segue. Okay. How about this? Yeah. For when I go into the nursing home, Lil Jon has remade his 2002 hit Get Low for Colo Guard. Check it out.
Get Low number two. What are we dropping, a deuce?
The Colo Guard test can catch pre-cancer before it becomes cancer.
Here to pick up a package. Is there a Lil Jon?
Yeah!
Yeah.
This reminds me so much of that Dove commercial.
Yes.
My neck, my back.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It just feels so like dumb. I can't think of a better word for it.
I love the alternate lyrics. All screen, 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 middle ages, all screen, screen. Okay, so if you don't know, the concept with Colo Guard is you poop, and then you package the poop, and you put it in a box, you send it off, they screen it.
For like colon cancer and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, check on your butthole health.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, here at IFAF, we're all about buttholes.
Just look at our TikToks.
Yes.
look at our feed.
We care a lot about butthole health. So I think it's a great service.
Isn't it?
Okay. It just seems weird that they chose Get Low for it.
I'm recalling a robot chicken clip with Optimus Prime. doing a colon cancer PSA.
Right.
So get your ass checked out before it's too late, turkeys.
Anyway, that's that. I just like their slogan.
Right.
It's a poop emoji, mm-hmm. the word ship, and then the word screen. So I would read that shit, ship, screen.
You know what? Totally valid. I feel okay. I guess what I'm hoping is that they send you some sort of package to send your sample in.
I imagine the package comes, you uh-huh. open it up, and there's a new package.
Yeah, like some kind of plastic box.
That contains a collection.
Right.
Technique.
Yeah.
Collection receptacle.
There we go. Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's, I don't know if it's like a Ziploc.
Gosh, I sure hope it's like vacuum sealed or something. Because I would feel so bad for those poor mail carriers who are already having a hard time. Who, you know, on a hot summer day, go to like the retirement village or something, pick up a bunch of packages that, you know, maybe one guy told all of his friends and they all decided to do it in the same week. And now his truck is stinky.
Well, and here's a question. If I imagine you call them and you get the box sent to you.
Yeah.
You send it back,
mm-hmm.
probably prepaid postage, right?
I would assume.
Like business return, like it goes, they pay for the postage, and then you pay them for the screening, right?
I would assume so, yeah.
So how hard would it be to just get the Cologuard package, do your thing,
mm-hmm.
collect your sample, shit in the box is what I'm saying.
What's in the box? It should.
And instead of sending it to them, send it to, you know, your favorite ex-boss. Since you never were able to, you know, shit on his desk.
Yeah. Although they probably have your name somewhere on it to make sure that the samples don't get mixed up. But then he'll know exactly who it came from.
Yeah.
And I know for a fact it's not illegal to send shit to people. There are actually services where you can have them send like a big old package of like cow shit.
You can send a cow pie to somebody.
Right.
Yeah.
Although I will say, I think of all of the revenge mail type mm-hmm. things, I think the classic glitter bomb is where it's at.
Glitter bomb, or I've been tempted at least once to send those dead black roses.
Oh, those are good. Those are good. I also like the phallic shaped candies and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, so they can literally eat a bag of dicks. Yeah.
Delicious gummy dicks.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I like it because, yes, it's got bad intentions behind it, but it feels sort of,
it's still kind of nice. Cute.
Yeah. It's kind of nice because at least it's delicious candy.
If someone sent me a bag of dicks, a sealed, and they were gummy fruit flavors.
Right.
I'd probably eat them.
Yeah. Now, if they were like, I don't know, dick flavor.
And yes,
flavor.
That's an invitation. Right. If they were dick flavor.
Or something
flavored,
like that. Yeah, or like, you know, Birdie Boss, every flavor beans flavor, but only the bad ones.
Right.
Then that would be a bummer.
But only?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Right.
I think this one's cat butthole.
Oh, do I detect a hint of lipstick?
Is this Cologuard sample? Lil Jon, is that you?
Okay. How old is Little John now?
That's the thing. He's like 54.
I mean, he that is song in came the out... age that should be totally
right. If you were 30 and you were up in the club,
yeah,
where you were all fam in 2002, getting low to get low,
right?
You're in your 50s now.
Although you really should get screened for colon cancer when you're like 30,
right?
Yeah. So
okay. I'm glad we segued to that one. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's a good time.
Say, we want you to know what's going on in Boise. This is The Arthur.
Mm-hmm.
26 stories of elegance, imagination, and modern living.
Wow.
It's a 26-story luxury apartment community
mm-hmm.
located in downtown, close to the river. Modern amenities, exceptional service. There it is. Pretty.
I mean,
fantastic looking, isn't it?
Yeah, well, and 26 stories is a pretty impressive building.
That is a large erection for Idaho.
Of course you went there.
Well, we don't have a lot of those here. But that's impressive.
Yeah.
26 stories. Like people, I think people anywhere else, not Idaho, people, oh yeah, of course Boise has 26 story buildings.
Sure.
Is this the first one?
Gosh, I don't know. You know, I'm not that good about like buildings and skylines and stuff like that.
But I don't know.
It feels like it is.
Let's ask.
And if it feels like the first time, then it basically is.
Feels like the first time. What is the tallest building in Boise and how many stories is it?
Okay, so this is going to dwarf this.
The Zion Bank Building.
Yeah.
18 stories in Boise.
Wow. It's gonna,
yeah.
That's going to
be. So this is kind of a big deal is what I'm saying.
Yeah. I feel like it's going to stand out a little.
Right. It might just be like a monstrosity. We'll have to go.
Right, right.
Take a drive and see it.
God, I hope that the elevator never goes out.
Right.
Yeah. That would not be a very fun building to try to climb the stairs up to, especially if you're in the penthouse.
Let's talk about the bare minimum that it will take you to get into this building. Like, what if you wanted the cheapest one bed, one bath, 517 square foot apartment?
Okay.
Now, look, I don't want to I don't want to square footage shame anybody. You might be living in a place less than that, but 500 square feet in my mind is not a lot.
Yeah, it's not.
That's like a first apartment. I mean, it's just a little bit bigger than a studio.
Yeah.
There are plenty of houses on the East Bench here in Idaho Falls, Idaho, Ammon, with garages that are bigger, much bigger than this apartment.
Yes, I totally agree.
$2,255.
Okay, are the amenities just like bitchin'? Do you get a free breakfast every morning?
Right?
Like,
yeah.
I can't imagine what you would have to offer to justify that price point.
I mean, they do it all the time. It's
I get that it's Boise, but even there, the housing isn't that expensive.
I don't know. Is it Boise?
Not for a single bedroom.
That's like $1,000. Like, okay, if you were to find, what's the Idaho Falls equivalent of this, if we even had one that small, would be what? 800, 900 bucks?
Yeah, maybe even 700.
1,250 less than what they're charging. But I will say, it's kick ass.
I would hope so.
It's so cool looking.
I would hope so.
So cool that we're talking about it on the other side of the state.
Yeah.
What we're watching on TV right now, Secret Lives of Mormon Wives Season 2.
Yeah, yeah.
They certainly have an interesting new intro where I think the theme is baptism.
Yeah.
So it's like a white, it's like a wet t-shirt contest.
Baptism.
Yeah. Only like a sexy baptismal gown contest. Yeah, it's just,
it was
wild.
Weird. It was weird.
Yeah.
I was not into it. And I thought it was really funny because most of the girls did like a wet hair look for it. But then there were a couple that you could tell clearly were like, no, I'm not doing wet hair. And they like had dry hair. For some reason.
Yeah.
Like, it was just weird.
Well, and I got to tell you, I just see a bunch of hypocritical.
Yes.
Prostitutes.
Okay. That's
I'm trying to think
harsh.
Of a nicer word than that.
They're not prostitutes. I don't know if I like that word for it.
Well, I'm sure they're not.
No, but.
Or am I sure? Am I sure they're
I
not?
Think sellouts might be a better word.
Just like.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing Mormon about these women.
No. And that's the thing that bothers me the most.
It's just like Righteous Gemstones. they depict these, I don't know, sort of Southern Baptist characters. Mm-hmm. There's nothing Christian about their characters.
Right.
Like, I've never seen a Baptist person swear, period. But certainly not as prolifically as they do on Righteous Gemstones. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, especially Judy.
And I'm not one to call out and say, I don't think that's very Christ-like.
No.
At all.
No, it's not about it's not about the lack of Christianity. It's about the hypocrisy of it.
Just a lot.
I just don't get it. I don't get it. If you genuinely believe that these are sins that you're committing, that your God would condemn and could send you to hell for it, you know, or at least outer darkness, or, you know, could send you to the celestial kingdom for it. Why would you be risking your immortal soul? I don't understand. Here's the thing. I don't think that they can really believe in the church and act this way.
Right.
I just don't.
I think they need to change the name of the show to Whorish 20-somethings that are definitely going to make more mistakes and not learn from the ones they've already made.
I mean, I think that's fair. Also, can we talk about the fact that the first couple of episodes are all just them getting together for parties and inviting people that they don't like, and those people, even though they don't like the other people, going
because the producers made them.
I mean, yeah. Right. That's the only reason. It feels so contrived. It's clearly not realistic, you know? And also, it just is... It's not even, like, fun controversy that's, like, delicious to watch.
I'm not sure.
It's boring.
You know I'm a completist.
Yeah.
And I want to watch this mainly so we can know about it for the show.
Right.
Honestly?
Yeah.
But I'm going to have a hard time watching the rest of it.
Yeah, I'm going to have a little craft project to do while we do it, or else I'm not going to be able to get through it.
One thing we loved was Pee-wee as himself came out Friday.
Yes, and that one was great.
On Max. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. So we went down the whole Pee-wee rabbit hole. First of all, okay, so what's cool about this documentary is the filmmakers started shooting a documentary. Well, I don't even think Paul Reubens told them he had had cancer for the last 6 years of his life.
Right.
So they shot 40 hours of footage. I mean, he knew it was going to happen. He was all teed up to tell his story, and he did. And he did one in a wonderful way, I thought.
Right. And he's very funny in it, too. I like his little I like his attitude. His sense of humor in it is really good.
You got sort of a sense of his timeline that I never really had. You know, he was part of the Groundlings in the 70s. Mm-hmm. A couple of Saturday Night Live people came from there. Phil Hartman, for example, who was instrumental in writing the Pee-wee Herman stage show that was in the early 81 from the Roxy. There's that on Max that we watched. Then a bunch of TV appearances, Letterman, MTV.
Right.
He was just sort of this character that showed up to be weird.
And there was one interview where he did go as himself and he was like, never again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And he didn't do that again until near the end of his career.
Mm-hmm. Then there was, and speaking of the Groundlings, wasn't Elvira one?
Yes. Yes, she was. And like I was really hoping you were going to say something.
Yeah.
It was cool seeing her as a Ginge.
Mm-hmm.
She looked good.
Is it her natural hair color? Wild.
I think it is. Yeah.
So then Pee-wee's Big Adventure in 85, Big Top Pee-wee in 88. And then I think we also want to see the one that they made in 2016.
Yeah. Pee-wee's Holiday or something.
Is that it?
Yeah.
And then the 2011 Broadway stage show revival of Pee-wee's...
of the Pee-wee Herman Show?
Pee-wee Herman Show, thank you.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, all the episodes of Pee-wee's Playhouse from 86 to 90.
Wow.
Yeah, and then he, of course, they go into him whipping it out in 91 or whenever that was in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Oopsie.
Yeah.
And also...
I don't know why it was a scandal.
Dude who went into a place where dudes get aroused in public aroused in public.
I don't get why that was ever a big issue in his career and why people were so weird about it, even for a second.
Yeah.
You know?
Let's also recognize what he brought to the entertainment community in general.
Right.
So he was this quirky performer with this quirky persona. And wanted to do this quirky movie, Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Mm-hmm.
He got Tim Burton, who had never directed a film before. Okay. Mm-hmm. He had Frank and Weenie.
And
Vincent?
Vincent, thank you.
Yeah, okay. A couple of student art films.
Uh-huh.
Never.
And they were shorts, too. They weren't full-length features.
So Tim Burton for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Danny Elfman for the first time, took him from Oingo Boingo frontman to composer, who just a few years later would do the most famous television theme song of all time for The Simpsons, the Batman soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell?
Everything else that Tim Burton ever did.
Everything 80s.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he brought that team together, that iconic team, for there may have never been a Tim
Edward
Burton.
Scissorhands.
Right.
Yeah.
How
horrible was
Danny Elfman collab without Pee-wee Herman. And here's something else that they didn't mention, but I know in my heart is true.
Okay.
There would not be a SpongeBob SquarePants without Pee-wee Herman.
Yes, right. Because it's the same character.
Well, the captain character, that was a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the same concept of a grown-up man-child
Yeah, that's true.
Navigating the world with sort of naive, innocent, and sometimes often stupid to comedic effect viewpoints.
Right.
You know, but you watch SpongeBob SquarePants, which I recently completed all of this because we got Paramount Plus for we caved.
Right, right.
Don't judge me, but I was like, there's no way this would exist without Pee-wee Herman.
It's true. It's true. And I was actually thinking also, Fred, do you remember Fred?
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
That YouTube star came in 08.
Yeah.
About the same time as Biebs.
Yeah. He basically did exactly what Pee-wee Herman did, where he came up with a little character and that was who he played. Mm-hmm. And he did that all the way to Nickelodeon.
Yeah. Was that the first YouTube star to go from make the leap from YouTube to the entertainment industry, cable TV, IRL entertainment?
I mean, Bieber was around the same time and I think he was a little quicker. Technically. Yeah,
certainly quicker.
Yeah.
Rose way more meteorically.
Way more.
And stayed around for a lot longer. I forgot about Fred.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Fred is kind of like the Dollar Tree Pee-wee Herman.
Kind of.
You know? Yeah.
It's our show, right?
Yeah.
I think because it looks like we're going to go a little bit late, but Roddy TV had a interesting exchange last week. Let's watch.
Yeah, exactly. She's got money moves to make.
Yeah.
My mom was crazy back in the day. She was... doing all this stuff. What the fuck?
She was crazy back in the day.
No. My mom was not. That's not. Like, okay. All right, but I'm at my Kai moment.
What did I say, my dog? What did I say, that old mutt?
This shit does not happen on IFAF. I'm going to say it right now.
Well, thanks for the shout out.
The funny part is, though, I'm positive that we have done that on IFAF before.
I'm pretty sure we have.
I know that I actively don't do it when I, like, yeah, I try not to do it because I do actually want my parents to watch this and I don't want them to see that because that's weird.
Right, but while we're on the subject, I'm reminded of this particular GIF from Allison Brie, Season 3, Community Bloopers. Oh, there she is. There she is. Is that, what is that exactly?
Honestly, his mom sounds really cool, though.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could call it the Bukkake.
or wait a minute, there's Jennifer Lawrence, where she's being interviewed like on a rooftop of the Toronto Film Festival, I think, taking both microphones.
I'll take both.
Hell, even while we're at it, the Trump dance.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so easy to Photoshop.
Feeling good. Doing the Trump dance.
Ooh, exactly. Does it feel good?
There's a fine line between the Trump dance and Allison Brie.
That's so funny.
Anyway, thanks for the shout out, Roddy TV. And of course, no, we would never do that here on IFAF.
Not even once.
And we certainly wouldn't say, did you know that if you lean your head back and stick out your tongue and mime having a salt shaker in one hand and a pepper shaker in the other hand and sprinkling salt and pepper on your tongue, did you know, give it a try right now, that you'll actually taste salt and pepper? That's how vivid your imagination can be.
You're a jackass.
And go ahead and tape that in slow-mo on your iPhone, 240 frames per second, ladies. And just send that to your husband for the next time, you know, one of you is out of town.
Aw, that's kind of nice. Like a little gift. A little gift. Yeah. Oh, also, with the whole Pee-wee as himself thing, the fact that he says GIF.
Oh, my God.
Unforgivable.
Pee-wee.
Unforgivable.
How could you?
I get it. I get that it's the technically correct way. But no, it doesn't make any sense. It's an acronym. The first word is graphic. We don't say Jaffic. It's stupid.
Graphic.
Yeah, it's GIF.
Yeah, but the creator of the GIF said that it's pronounced GIF.
Then because he's a moron.
And he wasn't a linguist, as Chris Hardwick says.
No.
He was not a linguist.
He's just
He was a computer programmer.
He's fucking with us.
Graphics.
Yeah. No, I think
it's GIF.
I think he's just doing it to be a little shit.
Yeah. Two more videos One's a cat, one's a cool cat, and one's a sly dog. Cool cat first. Look at this. A cougar came to the back door of a house in Cumora Loma last week. That's a little baby kitty.
Yeah. I think that might be a bobcat, though, right?
I don't know. Can you tell? Cougar, bobcat, mountain lion.
Anyway, it's a spicy kitty.
Spicy kitty.
Yeah, and you got to be careful because your not spicy kitty could get hurt. So keep your not spicy kitties inside.
Yeah, if you're cold, they're cold. Just bring them inside. Or don't.
Yeah. I think in this case, it's more like if you could get mauled, they could get mauled. Bring them inside.
So we ended our Memorial Day weekend with a couple of cool things. Oh, yeah. We've got one more video after even this one.
Yeah.
Including a meeting with, remember how we manifested this last episode? Reggie, the Great Dane, currently the world's tallest dog at 39.6 inches.
And he lives right here in Idaho Falls, and he is a big, good boy.
We cyber-stalked his owner, Sam Reese.
Yeah.
They were nice enough to say, hey, yeah, come on over.
Yeah, it was great. We had a little ice cream party with him and his people.
This was Carly's idea.
Well, and also, if you're going to
because her dog Rango loves the doggy ice cream.
Oh, yeah. It's good. It's fun stuff. Did you know that Ben and Jerry's makes a doggy ice cream now? You can buy it at Albertsons in their like ice cream section with the other ice cream.
Is it frozen or does it come as a powder that
frozen.
It's already comes pre-mixed and frozen and everything.
Yeah. Now, that being said, I usually buy my doggy ice cream from Splash, the little pet store here in town, because I like to shop local. I think that's important. But if you're in a pinch and Splash is closed, or if you're going on your own ice cream run, it's kind of a nice little thing you can grab and you can have an ice cream with your pup.
So kinda, this is us.
Kind of like the cat wine. Have you seen the cat wine?
Yeah.
I think that's really cute.
You can drink wine with your cat.
Yeah.
Thank you so much to Sam. They let us hang out with Reggie, get the photo op. Look how tall his dog is.
And we all got to eat ice cream, too.
For a frame of reference, I'm a 6 foot tall man.
Yeah.
And we had a nice little ice cream social. That was so kick ass. Sam, you are IFAF this week. Crisp high five. 21 finger gun salute and chef's kiss
to you for being so cool and for having such a good boy.
You and Reggie.
Yeah.
IFAF and obviously, you know, Guinness World Book of Record holders. Yeah. Like it's kind of a big deal to have this happening in our own very town.
Right. Especially for something as fun as tallest dog.
Yeah.
That's cute.
Oh, be sure to follow Reggie, the world's tallest dog on Instagram at Reg the Greatest Dane. Link in post. All right, let's wrap it up with what's coming up.
Well, for starters, tonight is actually opening night for the Idaho Falls Chuckers, so you can head on over to Melaleuca Field and enjoy a baseball game. They're going to be beating the Billings Mustangs, and that's starting at 7:05. I think it's a little weird that it's 7:05. I feel like you could just start at 7, but y'all do y'all.
If you're there at 7:06, you got some explaining to do.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah, go see all the new merch with the new logo and everything.
Yeah, that's always fun. We've also got the Sacred Heartbeats Drum Circle, which sounds like a good time, I think. Very musical, perhaps.
Very musical. That's probably where, like, the drugs are. Like, you could probably go and ask.
At least the cool people who do them.
And they would probably
just kidding.
Be able to send you to the right person. No, I'm kidding. My only drum circle experience was...
At a rave?
There was... No. They were close. It was the day after the rave. There's a park in Salt Lake City. The one with the aviary. Was that Pioneer Park or was that...
Oh, that's cool.
Anyway, they'd have a drum circle every Sunday morning and you would just get the general idea or feeling that it was just some... people who were chemically mellowed.
I like that.
But what was cool is, you know, I think one person, the one with the biggest, loudest drum, lays down a beat. And then everybody else fills it in. It's pretty kick ass.
That does sound kind of cool.
Like, as a sonic tourist, I might want to go and just get the sound.
Yeah.
And we can play it for you.
It almost seems like it'd be kind of cool to take, like, your sound bowls to it, too. Give a little background noise to the drums. Yeah. But anyway, that's going to be going on this Sunday, June 1st. Can you believe it's already June 1st?
Ugh. It's busting out all over.
From 3:30 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. at Heritage Park. It's going to be hosted by The Heart, and Soul Transformation, but with Tara Lee.
Hot.
Okay, and last but not least, at the Mountain America Center, they're actually doing the first ever Summer Market Days. That's going to be going on July 25th and 26th. They're going to have hundreds of businesses, food trucks, artisans, and live entertainment for it. So it sounds like a good time.
Sounds like a farmer's market on steroids.
Yeah. I'm kind of wondering if it's going to be indoors or outdoors.
Well, yeah, we don't know.
Yeah, I'm kind of hoping indoors. Because, like, as much as I love going to the farmer's market, as a pale skin girly, I worry a little bit about getting a sunburn.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, that's our show. We want to leave you with this happened on Saturday. We were hanging out at
Tapas, enjoying our Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, we had a nice little picnic.
Yeah, it was great.
We had some KFC.
Yeah, we had some chicken in the park.
Yeah, and we were singing KFC and chicken in the park to the tune of Fishing in the Dark.
Yeah.
To the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band coming to the port this summer.
How fun is that?
Yeah. Anyway.
We should send them an email with our proposed song so that they can play it there.
Yeah.
How great would that be?
Yeah. Get them to record it.
Yeah.
There were these kids playing in the bowl in the skate park part.
Which, how punk rock is that?
Super punk rock.
That was such a cool idea.
Idaho Falls kids, you have no idea how lucky you are and how hard my generation fought to get you this shit right here, so yeah, I hope you're not taking it for granted.
The old punks took all the hits for you new punks.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we walked so you could run.
Yeah.
All right.
But it was great. We took our little bikes out. Rengo rode around in my basket. Mm-hmm. It was super cute.
Oh, thanks to Casey for pumping us up.
Uh-huh.
He listens cool. to the show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was actually really great. I did not think to check the bike tires before I loaded them. That one was on me. I'm so sorry. But yeah, Casey was nice enough to help us out. So I went to the skate park first to ask for a pump while you were in the bathroom because I knew that one of them had to have it because there were some on bikes, you know? I feel like that makes sense. But finally, it was a skateboarder, Casey, who had it. And I was very glad. Thank you again, Casey, for helping us out.
Thanks, Casey. Anyway, the guy gives the introduction, so we're just going to tell you that it's a super long introduction about a song that was written because they listened to a song by the Smiths. So, of course, we've got to leave you with this.
It was pretty cool.
As you'll hear, it's got a super long title, sort of in the style of Panic at the Disco or Fall Out Boy or anything fueled by ramen.
Right, right. Now, that being said, if you are watching this video and you happen to see either yourself or someone you know doing like a super sick kickflip or something, make sure to tag them in this video because I think it'd be really cool to be able to assign some names to cool moves and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Plus, and let us know who the hell this band is.
Yes, please. They didn't.
We heard the name Corbin late. Lancaster.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, it was super fun, very cool, and I think it's honestly just indicative of how much cooler Idaho Falls is getting by the year, babes.
We gotta go. That's our show. Stay fresh, cheese bags.
Toodaloo, my dudes.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Corbin Lancaster, and this song is dedicated to Corbin Lancaster. This is called Me and Corbin Lancaster Went for a Long Drive in the Hills and Listened to Big Mouth Strikes Again by the Smiths with the Windows Down. In parentheses, with the breeze hitting us. Take it away, gentlemen.
Thank you, Corbin. Thank you.
More people are more than welcome to come down here. I'd say we're a pretty heavy band. More than welcome.